Judge allows Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against New York Times to proceed. By Joel B. Polak on August 28, 2020. U.S. Judge Jed S. Rakoff, a Bill Clinton appointee, allowed Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times to proceed, saying that a jury should decide whether editorial page editor James Bennett acted with actual malice in writing that Palin was responsible for political incitement that led to the mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona, in January 2011. The Times published the editorial in the wake of a June 2017 mass shooting by a deranged leftist who targeted Republican members of Congress at their baseball practice. The Tucson shooter was mentally disturbed. Accusations against Palin had long since been disproved. The Times issued a correction, but Palin sued. Rakoff dismissed the lawsuit, but it was reinstated by the Second Circuit. Ironically, Bennett recently resigned as editorial page editor under pressure from woke reporters. In his ruling Friday, Rakoff rejected efforts by Palin's legal team to argue that the tough actual malice standard for public figures should not apply, or that the Times was liable, regardless of intent, if there was a possibility readers could make a defamatory interpretation. But he said a jury ought to decide whether the Times, through Bennett, acted with actual malice. T. Aiken in the light most favorable to plaintiff. Palin, the evidence shows Bennett came up with an angle for the editorial. Ignored the articles brought to his attention that were inconsistent with his angle. Disregarded the results of research that he commissioned. And ultimately made the point he set out to make in reckless disregard of the truth. There was also evidence to the contrary. He said that Bennett had drawn an innocent inference, but the question was one for the jury to decide. According to the clear and convincing evidentiary standard laid down in New York Times v. Sullivan, Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.